91.3 KXCI Tucson, real people, real radio.
Good afternoon, Tucson. Thanks for joining us at 91.3 KXCI Tucson, where our broad community with many perspectives come together, and that community is you. This is Aspen Green with my co-host Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives radio page at kxci.org. You can find our past shows to enjoy. We have a wonderful interview today with Lizzie, who was last on our show in September of 2023. Lots has taken place for her since then, and I'm so excited in finding out what that is. So let's hear what this multi-talented Lizzie is up to, Kathy.
Let's do that. And, you know, we are so delighted to have Lizzie on our show again. Lizzie is 19 years old, Tucson born and raised, indie folk musician and songwriter. You've probably seen her playing around town in different places. And she was a finalist in the 2024 Tucson Folk Festival Stephen George Songwriting Contest. Her brand new EP, Turn It Into Art, will be released on November 29th. That is next Friday. Yay. Lizzie says with her songwriting, she's ready to make you dance, make you laugh, and make you cry all at the same time. Playing her acoustic guitar and singing, Lizzie plays at venues and events such as the Tucson Folk Festival, of course, Hotel Congress, the 4th Avenue Street Fairs, Monterey Court, Espresso Art Cafe, Groundworks, and more. She hopes to spread the joy of music, bringing people together and touch as many hearts as she can possibly reach. And she reaches a lot of them. Lizzie, welcome to our show.
Hello.
You know, the last time we had you on the show, you were only 17 years old, and you had just released your debut EP. Now, yes, at the ripe old age of 19, you're releasing another EP. And I noticed you have lots of gigs around town all the time. I see your name everywhere. You have so much going on. What's the most exciting thing that's happening for you right now?
That's a good question. Most exciting thing, I would say I feel like my music, like original music, is starting to gain a little bit of traction. And that's exciting. Obviously, I want to be known for my songs and my own writing. So that's exciting. And yeah, just playing as much as I can. And
that is really exciting. And you play in so many places. I'm just wondering, what kind of venues do you like playing the most? Because you play big ones and small ones. Do you have favorites around town?
Ooh, I would say my favorite like type of venue, because I struggle with restaurants a little bit. But like when a venue, when people are there just to see music, I love it because they're there to see music. I like doing big or small. Sometimes small, it feels a little more intimate, so it can actually be a little bit more scary. Probably my favorite performance is the Tucson Folk Festival, but I also really love Hotel Congress. That one's always pretty fun. And Monterey Court. I'd say those are like my top three. So yeah.
Yeah, those are all great venues. And yeah. I think all musicians would agree with you. It's nice to play somewhere where people listen to you.
Yes.
We it makes love a big that. Difference. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And so now you told me recently you're a finalist in the Alice Cooper's Proof is in the Pudding contest up in Phoenix. What is that contest? I hadn't heard of it before.
So it's a contest that happens every year in Phoenix. They've been doing it, I want to say, since 2000 or very shortly after there. And Alice Cooper, he has these teen centers where kids can go and take lessons or have like a rehearsal space. And so he has a competition each year, and there's a soloist winner and a band winner. And if you win, you get to open for him. And so it's just kind of a cool thing. Get some exposure. And
oh, you get to open for him if you win.
Yeah.
Are you entering as a solo performer or with a band?
I am. I'm in the top 8 soloists right now. So we'll see what happens. But the final round is on Saturday, so.
Okay, great, yeah. Great. You'll have to let us know what happens there.
I will.
I know as part of being a finalist in that contest, you went to Phoenix last week to record a Christmas song. How did that go, and what song did you record?
It went good. It was fun to like be in a studio, as always. I ended up doing the song You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, from the Grinch movie, because I figured there'd probably be like a lot of Christmas cheer, which I love, but I was like, you know, I gotta do something a little different. So I went with that one. No, it was cool. We added a lot of neat harmonies and just really built it up. And yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's a great choice, I think. Will we be able to hear your version of it somewhere? They make it
you
a
will.
CD?
It doesn't come out for a while, though. The way they do it is each new year of the competition, the previous year's finalist CD will come out. So it won't be for a while, but it will be out one day.
Okay, great. We'll look forward to that. Okay, let's talk about your new EP. It's called Turn It Into Art. Where does the name come from?
There's a song on the EP called Turn It Into Art. I wrote it, that title just kind of stuck out to me because music has always been a way to me to process my emotions. That's why I'm a musician, a songwriter. Anytime something would happen in my life, regardless if it be like sad or happy, I would be like, well, at least I can like turn it into art, like make a song out of it. And so that was like where the basis of that song came from. The EP is called that because each song is about something and something in my life. And I was like, well, I gotta turn this into art and make a song about it. And so yeah, if that
Okay,
makes sense.
that's great to know, and I like that concept. There's five songs on this EP, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is there a theme to all the songs of the whole EP, or do they each kind of stand on their own?
So yeah, these songs, they definitely all kind of stand alone on their own. But overall, I would say the EP focuses on growing up. One of the songs is called Grown Up Kids. And I wrote that one about being ready to grow up and get out in the world, but not wanting to lose your inner child, I guess, and still wanting to be curious and do fun things and be spontaneous. And then a lot of it also focuses on friendship, because I don't think people write about friendship enough, and it's such a big part of our lives. And then it does focus on a little bit of heartbreak and some storytelling in that. And yeah, the big three.
Who are the other musicians on the EP? And tell us how you chose them. Like, were they people that you play with regularly, or did you reach out to them because you wanted them specifically for a reason?
That's a good question. So the person who did bass, his name is Ben. I think you've actually met him, Kathy.
Yes. He's
Me and
wonderful.
him, yes, me and him have been best friends for quite some time and playing together forever. And there's literally no one more that I trust with my music, and he's always honest. And so he did bass on it. And then on keys and Pressed Together, which is the first song, the electric guitar, these were done by my friend Brandon. And he had been playing with me and Ben for some time doing a piano. He made the piano parts for a lot of the songs and for all of the songs. And he's just really talented. And then for drums, we asked our friend Phoenix Kester. He's from a band called Orcadia. And I've always looked up to him and looked up to Orcadia ever since the first time I saw them play. And so, yeah. And so we chose him and he got the drums rolling. And it was just fun. It was a great groove, great dynamic. And it was just a lot of fun.
Okay, sounds great. So let's get into it so our audience can hear you. Aspen, what are we going to play first?
Well, the first song she chose is called Pressed Together. Do you
Yay.
want to give us a little background about what that song is about?
I will. So this song is about, I was kind of thinking about just how when you're really close to a person, it can be in whatever nature, just how there's those little things that you notice and love about them. It could be mannerisms, it could be like little phrases that they say all the time. And this song was kind of a heartbreak song, and it was one of those where I was like thinking about it, and I was like, I hope they don't forget like those little things about me, because that's what makes somebody special. So like the lyrics say the shape of my face or like little things like that. And so I'm just kind of focusing on the beauty of the little things that make up a person.
Wow, what a great idea for a song. I love that.
Thank you.
So let's listen to Press Together off Lizzie's EP called Turn It Into Art. I can listen to Lizzie all day long. What about you, Kathy? Oh, what a great
Absolutely.
song.
Yeah.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. And we're returning to our interview with Lizzie.
Really nice song, Lizzie. And I'm wondering, how did you decide? This is your second EP rather than doing a CD.
Yes.
And for our audience, in case you don't know, an EP is a shorter version of a CD. There's not as many songs. Like there's usually 4 to 6 rather than, say, 8 to 15. So why did you decide to do EPs instead of CDs?
I think I will say that I kind of write my songs like as I go. So I was ready to put out more music, but I genuinely only had like 5 or 6 songs that I was like, I really, really like these and I want to share. Because it's only been a year since my last EP, but I wanted to put something else out. So I think in the future, if I want to do a full album, I'll probably take like 2 years to really write enough songs. And yeah, but these 5 just felt like they were a good grouping, so I went with it.
They're ready. Yeah. I like EPs myself. I think it's
Yeah.
a great idea. And so, what is it you hope your listeners get from this music or any of your music for that matter?
I've always felt that music has such a power, especially like that audience and artist connection. There's nothing like it. And I think that's when music can heal. And that's kind of what I hope these songs do. I hope people feel understood. I hope the music is there for them, a soundtrack to their healing. And I just want them to really love these songs and feel understood and know that they're not alone. So, yeah.
I like that phrase, you want them to feel understood, because that is when I'm really listening to music and the words. If I
Yeah.
feel like, ah, this person understands how I feel, that means a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my
And
goal.
maybe a better question is, what do you get out of doing music? What gives you the most pleasure from it?
That's a deep question. Music is literally my everything. Sometimes I sit back and I look at all the things in my life and the people in my life, and like it's all connected to music. It's crazy. It's just like I was saying, it's always been there for me, like on a personal level and deep dark times, and it's there for you in happy times. And I think it's just so powerful how music can be like a time capsule for places and memories and people. And I love writing. It's always been like an outlet for me. Probably when I'm having a performance and I'm really enjoying, and I can tell that the audience is really connecting, and there's just like that exchange of energy. I think it's like honestly magical. I don't know how else to describe it.
Absolutely. I think that's a great description. It's an
Yeah.
exchange of energy. It's just
Yeah.
a fabulous thing. I know when people ask me, what is music to you? The first word that comes to my mind is music is life.
It is. It really is. You get me.
I understand. Yeah, I have to ask you this. You're so young to be making life decisions, and maybe you can't answer this, but right now, do you see writing and performing music as something you'd like to do full time for your life as a way to make a living? Or do you see it as more of a hobby and there are other things that you want to do?
Oh, it's definitely what I want to do, for sure. Sometimes I'm nervous to the point where, like, if I can't make it happen, then I won't be happy. But it's definitely my goal. But I would also be happy to do both, to teach music or be like a music professor or work in a studio and still perform and write music. And so I think there's a lot of options out there, but it'll definitely be something with music, and I'll always be performing no matter what.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a good plan. There are many ways to make a living with
Oh,
music.
yeah.
I don't know, a real musician always wants to perform.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a bug.
Okay, well, let's listen to another one of your songs. Aspen, what's next?
Okay, so the next song she picked was I Met You Yesterday. So, what's the
Yay.
story behind this song?
So this one is a friendship song. I wrote it about my friends Ben and Brandon, who played on the EP. And it was when we like first met and had our few band practices. It was just went so well, and we were just melding together really nicely. And I wrote it, when I say you in the song, I'm talking to happiness, not necessarily like a person. I used that story and that moment to kind of focus on all the little places that I was finding happiness, like within friends, within my music, within meeting new people, and turned that into a song. So when it says I met you yesterday, and then it goes on, that's talking about all the different places, little scenarios throughout my life that I've found happiness with people. And I wrote this song kind of hoping to inspire other people to look for the joy, I think, because as cliche as it can sound to find joy in the little things, I think it's true, because no matter what's going on, there's always going to be a little bit of joy, even if it's small. And I think it's important to look for it.
Wow. I'm so delighted you chose the music as your life's work. You're so
Oh,
positive, and boy, do we
thank
need
you.
that now.
Thank you.
We're all benefiting from listening to your wonderful songs.
Oh,
So
thank
let's listen to I Met You Yesterday off the EP Turn It Into Art by Lizzie.
You know, I said this last time you were on our show, and I'll say it again. Your songs are so much more mature than your age would
Oh,
indicate.
thank you.
They're great themes and they're great songs. Okay, so how long did it take to write the songs that are on this EP and do all the recording from start to finish? How long did it take you?
All of this year. Like, I may have started writing a little bit after the last EP, but I want to say most of these songs took place in the early half of this year. And then we started recording in at the end of July, and we had like 3 days where we were in the studio for like 6 hours at a time. It was crazy. Yeah, and went back a few days and did some final touches. And yeah.
Okay, it's not a minor thing putting out an EP. I mean,
No.
it takes a
Takes
long
almost a whole
time.
year. Yes,
Yeah.
it does.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you said it would take you a couple of years to put out a full length
Yeah.
CD. So,
Yeah.
okay.
You gotta get those life experiences to write.
That's true. And your life is short. So,
Yes.
as you get older, you'll have more to write about. Okay. Well, let's talk about you have an EP release show coming up on November
Yes.
29th. That's just next Friday.
I
Tell us.
know.
Yeah. Tell us
Sorry.
about it. Where is it? Who else is going to be in it? All that stuff. Tell us about it.
So it's going to be at Hotel Congress. I believe doors open at 7, starts at 7:30. Next Friday, like you said, the 29th, which that's so scary, that's so soon. And the first act we're going to have, I don't know if you know the local band New Misphoria, but Lee, the singer, she does a solo act under the name Priscilla Pretty. And so she's going to be doing a solo act, and she kind of does like a folk country bluegrass type ordeal, and she's super amazing. And then second, we're going to have Orcadia, Phoenix's band. They're going to do a little acoustic set. I think it's going to be three of them, and going to play their songs, and they're always awesome. I love them so
Yeah,
much.
you know, I hear their name around a lot. I'm going to have to check
Yes.
them out. Yeah.
They've been around for a long time. They're incredible and just really sweet people. And then I'll be playing, and I'm gonna have all my friends playing with me, Ben and Brandon, and my friends Alec and Kenji. So it'll be a full band, and it'll be good fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds great. Let me ask you, what do you see yourself doing in the near future or even the far off future? Like, what plans do you have for yourself?
That's a good question. I'm at college right now in my freshman year studying music. So I'll definitely be in Tucson. I would love in the coming summers to expand my reach, not because I don't love Tucson, but just want to spread the word of my music. And I've gotten to play in Phoenix and like Bisbee. So I think it'd be fun to organize like a little Arizona tour, hit like Flagstaff and Phoenix, Prescott, all those places. I think it'd be cool. But yeah, I'm going to try to enter like the Portland Folk Fest and for the songwriting competition there, and keep trying to play bigger shows, and yeah, just keep going.
Okay. And you're in school majoring in music. Are you going to U of A?
I'm going to U of A and majoring in music. It's been great so far, and I'm loving learning more about music, and now I'm getting some of that classically trained knowledge, like theory and all that crazy stuff.
That's all going to help you out a lot in the future. I'm glad to hear you're doing that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, so what other gigs do you have coming up?
Coming up, oh, let's see. Well, the release show is the big one. I have the Alice Cooper competition finals this Saturday. December on the 7th, I'm doing something at Hotel Congress with Sophia Rankin. The
Oh,
Fifth
really?
Avenue. Yeah. She's inviting like a ton of musicians, and it's going to be like her holiday and friends show, so it'll be fun. Which we're also having a holiday and friends type show at the Monterey Court. That is the 22nd of December. So yeah, those are a couple good ones. Fun holiday stuff coming up.
That's a lot of great stuff, a lot to
Yeah.
look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, where can our audience find you and your music?
My music, well, you can just to find me in general on like Instagram and Facebook. My username is Lizzie's Musics, Lizzie. And my music is out on Spotify, Apple Music. It should be on like Pandora, Amazon, whatever people listen to. But if you look up Turn It Into Art and Lizzie, by the time it comes out, it should come up. Or I Met You Yesterday is out right now. So yeah.
Okay, well, we are looking forward to your EP and your EP
Thank
release show.
you.
And thanks so much for taking the time to come by
Of
to talk
course.
to
Thank
us
you for
today.
having me.
We always love to have
Yeah.
you. I think we're out of time, though, right, Aspen?
It goes fast.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but once again, we have come to the end of our show, and that's all the time we have for today. But Lizzie, you're an amazing talent, and I'm looking forward to watching your career flourish. Don't
No.
forget us when you become famous. Come
Stop
back
it.
and
I would
visit.
never. Yeah.
And go see Lizzie at Hotel Congress on Friday night, November 29th. And talk to Kathy about the 17th Street Listening Room in the future, a great venue where people just sit and listen quietly. And Lizzie, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And thanks to all of you out there for supporting Broad Perspectives Radio at KXCI. You can learn more at our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Right now, stay tuned. Because next up, we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
Yay.